Support comes from Natural Grocers with over 40 stores in Colorado. Natural Grocers is committed to improving the health of humans, local communities, and the planet. More information at naturalgrocers.com.
Community Radio and KGNU are based on a very simple model. We do something essential really well, and then we count on those who appreciate what we do to show their support. At KGNU, we're dedicated to playing the best music every day, the best recordings from a wide range of artists. Not merely hits, not just the top 40. We dig deeper and play tracks others don't. We're all about the music. But here's the deal. The joys of music may be priceless, but they have some real costs. Buying and maintaining equipment, building a great music library, and keeping the power on all take serious funding. And that's where you come in. KGNU is built upon the support of those who share our feelings about music. Your support makes it all possible. Giving $5, $10, or $15 a month is a great way to get involved as a sustainer of local radio member of KGNU. Support from members like you adds up to the largest share of the funding for everything you hear on KGNU. And for that $5, $10, or $15 a month, request a thank you gift online at kgnu.org. Or ask when you call 303-449-4885.
The time is 11:01. You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Wake the children. It's time for Smash It Back. We'll be right back. Here we are, another Friday night, Smash It Back, coming to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight, classic punk and other junk. And we are here in the studio. I'm joined with Steve Whitehead, my wingman for the night.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I don't think I've got your mic on. Are you on yellow?
Even if yellow makes it a cappella.
There you go.
Hey, everybody.
That was an amateur move on my part. Yeah, we started off the show with Big Boys. Fun, fun, fun. But here we are with, we're looking for fund, fund, funds.
Nice. Oh, man, I didn't even put that together when I heard that.
It was kind of on the fly, but yeah, Big Boys. Great early 80s punk band, funk punk band. Kind of a good thing to follow up Dusty Grooves with.
Yeah, great Dusty Groove show tonight, of course. Patrick Mendoza, you always follow him on the second Friday, don't you?
I do. He's a tough act to follow. He always puts on a good show.
Yeah.
But yeah, here we are for the fun drive. We need your support, and we're not taking any phone calls. We're asking you to go online to kgnu.org and pledge your support. You can become a solar member, sustainer of local radio, and takes a little bit out of your bank account every month, just pinches a little bit, whatever you want, really. And of course, Steve and I were just talking about the KGNU hoodie, which is kind of a hot topic.
Totally.
This drive.
Only available this drive.
That's right.
Never seen a KGNU hoodie before. There might have been one back in the 80s or something, but it seems like I would remember that.
Yeah, hoodies weren't really, they were, I don't know about that. Hoodies weren't that popular back then.
Yeah, maybe not.
And they weren't called hoodies, for one.
Yeah.
They were sweatshirts. Yep.
I tried to wear my Venom hoodie tonight, but I remembered as I pulled it out that it doesn't have a zipper. And I'm not into wearing a pullover hoodie tonight.
Yeah, it's not that cold out. But man, Venom hoodie, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, wish black metal. It's pretty dope.
Should have brought a Venom record just for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Rich Dana's house burned down when we were in high school. He was into Venom. And he said everything was burned, but when he went into his room, everything was charcoaled and burned except for Venom. Black metal was sitting like basically pristine in front of everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Has not much to do with this, but definitely could use your support for KGNU. $10 a month gets you a solar membership. And, a $15 a month solar membership would be enough to get that hoodie.
Get that hoodie, right? Comes
180.
In all different sizes, except for child size. I think they don't have that. But, you can get your small. If you got a small child, that would probably fit.
Right. Or they'll grow into it.
Exactly. They'd be the coolest kid in school. You get your kid a hoodie.
I get a lot of comments every time I wear my KGNU bluegrass shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a Dub Palace one that's a big hit.
Yeah. And Reggae Bloodlines. Mine's actually gray.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about this limited edition gray. I think they've been brown for a while, but you stick around long enough and the fashion cycles back around. So yeah. I got an old school original.
And, of course, one of these days we'll get the Smash It Back one.
Yeah.
Which we're going to design.
Right. You should design that.
I'll work on that.
But there's so much great stuff here at KGNU. You know it if you're listening. It's a community. It really is a community. And, whether you're listening in Boulder or Denver or Fort Collins or Longmont or Lafayette or London or Scotland or Antarctica, I'm not just throwing those out there. There's regular listeners from Scotland and Antarctica and I'm sure a lot of places that I don't even know about.
It's true. I saw on the computer when I walked in, it's got a little list of donations that there was somebody donated from Pennsylvania, a big donation. So, people are listening all over the country, like you said, out of the country, out of the continent,
yeah.
Antarctica, that's its own continent. It's worldwide with the internet.
Yep, and it really is a community. So we could use your involvement in your community by going to KGNU.org and clicking on Donate Now. Pick up yourself a premium. I've got right in front of me here some gifts at the 88.5 level, which are the call letters for the FM signal here, 88.5 FM. So $88.50 will get you like a $25 gift certificate at Roots in Broomfield, for instance, or $25 to Outworld Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're like making it back right there. Yeah. Plus, being a member, if you're becoming a new member, you wouldn't know, I guess. We've got all these benefits like 10% off Black and Red, 10% off Twist and Shout, Wax Tracks. It's awesome. You get to get into the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art. Bomoka, 2-for-1.
Yeah, the WOW Children's Museum. That's a fun place to go.
Yeah.
Bring your kids there wearing their KGNU hoodies.
It definitely pays for itself, you know. Yeah. Definitely worth it. And plus you support people like Dave kicking out some really cool shows.
And yourself. Well, let's get back to the music. Not this music, but let's hear some Fang on Smash It Back.
Junkie bomb. From us. Let's go. Ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like.
It's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Drivers using my streets to learn. If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes. Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver.
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver. If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road. Lifetime guarantee?
Who's lifetime? Not mine.
This is what happened.
Lifetime left. Let's make it yours.
This is what happened. Yeah. Yeah, if you really want to know what happened to me, why don't you just take a
You know what that sound is. You know what that sound means.
Pan flute?
Means it's time to talk.
Yeah. Nice.
I think that's the... it's a soundtrack. Can't remember what it is. Let's check it out.
I just noticed this cover from that record. This Is Your Life by the Addicts. I knew that was the Addicts, but I didn't know it came from this album. That's a pretty sweet looking cover.
Yeah, I think that I got that from Trade a Tape, actually. Probably got it from John Martinez, probably rung it up.
Yeah, $4.49.
Yep, Trade a Tape.
That's probably back when that album came out.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
I saw a girl at the Vitamin Cottage with an Addicts tattoo. She was about 20. And I was like, wow, are you into the Addicts? And she said, I think she said, well, my brother's into them. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty dope tattoo. You should listen to Smash It Back. And she's like, I will.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hopefully. She could be listening tonight. Hey, if you're listening.
Shout out to the woman at Vitamin Cottage.
Yeah.
Natural Grocers. Yeah, the Addicts, they're really inspired by Clockwork Orange. I'm looking at this gatefold and they're all painted up and I think that's their kind of their thing.
Yeah. The Droogs.
Oh, that's right. So here we are again. The fall pledge drive, fund drive, excuse me. We're looking for members. We just got one pledge so far. We've got a show goal and we're well on our way. I know Dusty Grooves made their goal, so help Smash It Back make its goal by going on to kgnu.org. Pledge your support now. Radio for the people, by the people.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff at KGNU. I was talking earlier about how it's a community. I mean, it really is a community, and if you're listening, it's your community. It doesn't matter if you're listening locally or online, you know, it's awesome to be able to hear your familiar DJs, get to know them, kind of get to know their style and what to expect to hear from them. Not that you'll probably ever hear them play the same song over, but, you know, something that they've that struck a chord with them and that they want to present to you. It's just really awesome. I know, you know, like every time I tune in KGNU, which is basically all the time, frankly, there's something that's just awesome that I have to check out even further. And doesn't matter really what show it's on. I mean, there's so many awesome shows here. Eclipse, they did a rocking show on Sunday night. Sleepless Nights has a bunch of awesome DJs, including The Variable from the Eclipse show.
Oh, yeah, The Variable. He's great.
He's got a lot of scratching ability.
Yeah, he does.
I like that style. Present Edge is super cool for avant-garde classical stuff. Under the Floorboards gets pretty weird. The Heavy Set.
Uh-huh.
Super cool show with you know, kind of avant-garde jazz, pushing it to the limits. There's just so much to learn. Like, I get so distracted when I'm putting together my show for this show. I'll, you know, be listening to KGNU a little bit, and sometimes I'll find myself, like, just drifting off into KGNU for a half hour or something when I should be focusing on what I'm doing.
Yeah, there's just so many different musical styles and genres that are played on KGNU, except for metal. And we try to play a little metal here and there. Terrasonic, Joel Davis, that show is just blows me away every week. It's also an hour long, I think. Yeah, he's got an hour long
show.
Similar to Smash It Back. Should be longer, but Reggae Bloodlines follows it up, and all the honky-tonk heroes and bluegrass stuff before that. There's just endless music and news, of course. But
yeah, and it's all archived.
That's
go
right.
Go to afterfm.com and type in Smash It Back and go back to the beginning of Smash It Back, which was June 3rd, I think, 2011. You can listen to that show.
That was when the first show was, 2011.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Didn't realize it had been around that long, but
yeah,
we're going
and
pretty
you've
strong.
You've been on here since 2013, probably.
Yeah. I was trying to count up all my shows the other day and couldn't count that high.
Yeah. That's nice. I've got them all.
Yeah.
I'll give them to you.
Cool.
Yeah, kgnu.org. go on, become a Solar member, $10 a month. $15 a month will get you the super cool hoodie. There's all sorts of tickets. Maybe I'll try and find some of those to announce next time.
Yeah, that's right. You're always eligible to win free tickets as a member. It's a nice perk. And, of course, all the discounts at the record stores that we mentioned earlier and the coffee shops and the museums. But, yeah, winning tickets, I mean, you know how expensive a ticket is to Red Rocks or the Ogden or any of those, Boulder Theater, the Fox. We're always giving away tickets for all these different venues. And you win and they're always a pair of tickets. It's not just a single. We're not going to send you the show by yourself solo. You're not going to be flying solo. It's going to be two tickets so you can take your significant other. And that alone pays for your membership right there.
Yeah, my coworker just picked up some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard tickets at Red Rocks. He couldn't believe it.
That's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
awesome. Awesome show.
Cheapest ticket to Red Rocks now is probably $80 per ticket. So there you go. Go to kgnu.org. Pledge your support right now.
Pledge whatever KGNU is worth to you. If it's a dollar a day, that's $3.65. Even a quarter a day comes out to about $88.50. It's easy. It's quick. We'd love to have you on board.
All right, we're going to play a little more music, see what happens. I think I'm going to finish up that Attic song, actually.
Rock and roll. KGNU.org.
Take a dip, take a dip, take a dip, take a dip.
I know what that means.
I do too. It's a familiar sound. Familiar song.
That Butthole Surfers song you were just playing. I'm pretty sure that was the very first Butthole Surfers song I ever heard. In a little record store in Aspen, probably in like 1985 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Of all places, this strange guy was running this record store, and I was like, what is this? It was awesome.
Huh.
And I bought it.
Amazing.
So I remember so many cool songs that I've heard here on KGNU from my youth.
Yeah.
Growing up around here and listening to the Wild West show.
That's right. I was going to play some of the recorded tapes that I have from that. I have a little snippet. I've played it many times of White Trash Interview, a local Boulder band, punk band. And yeah, I've got fond memories of listening to the Wild West show and Eclipse. And it was really my introduction to music as a young teenager, as many teenagers in the Boulder, Denver, Longmont area have been exposed to. It's an amazing thing. Hopefully there's some teens out there listening right now, getting their debit card out right about now, because we got about 6 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, head over to kgnu.org. It only takes a couple minutes. You can pledge your support for Smash It Back. You can make, you know, there's an area for making comments on there. You can say, hey, I love Smash It Back. I want to hear a two-hour show. Or I love this show. I don't love this show. You know, maybe mix it around. We definitely listen to everyone's input and comments.
It's true. Yeah, people voice their opinions and they, whatever, you know, the consensus is with listeners, that gets heard, and things do change because of what listeners like or dislike. So it's kind of a beautiful thing with KGNU. This is Miami Vice, by the way. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. But I remember that show.
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's so many things. We've gone over them all. Pledge your support for $180, $15 a month for the KGNU hoodie. We're coming up on 45 years. 45 years is a long time for a radio station. You know, one of the DJs had a little moment of silence, and that silence represented the sound of no KGNU, which would be tough.
It would be tough.
And it's unimaginable. I heard D. Ryder on the air the other day. He was actually crying for pledges.
That's right. I got a text from you about that, but I never checked it out.
It was pretty wild.
So wait, we've got two pledges so far.
We do.
Both going for the hoodie.
That's nice.
So that's pretty sweet. And we also have maybe a glitch in our system as far as showing what pledges came through, because one of those pledges was actually mine. And we didn't see it show up on here. So if you've pledged tonight, maybe send us a quick little email that you already pledged so we can thank you before midnight.
Yeah, I would hate to have some pledges come through and not be able to thank whoever's pledged. So if you have, we're not seeing them, but we're going to say thank you.
Yeah.
So
there's so many talented DJs pouring their passion into all these shows that they put together. Smash It Back, Eclipse, Dub Palace, The Heavy Set, Present Edge Under the Floorboard, Sharasonic. It's really an amazing community we're supporting. So, do your part.
One of the things I always like to point out, the beauty of KGNU is we've got turntables, as you heard, records skipping and not starting right, but that's the beautiful thing. We've got cassette players, CDs, CD players, DAT.
8-track.
Eight-track. Well, reel-to-reel. We've got it all.
Oh, reel-to-reel.
We've got a mini disc. Remember the mini disc?
Oh, yeah. You used to rock the mini disc.
Yeah. But there's so many, you know, even the independent stations now. I hate to say it, but all they have is a computer, from what I hear. You go into the studio and it's just digital files being played. So it's amazing. You know, this soundboard here is 30 plus years old, and it's just got this beautiful warm sound to it. So that's a great thing about KGNU. We support all different kinds of media, and I got a tape queued up and probably won't have time to play any of it, but we've got a record a show coming up at midnight with Brother Louie. Yeah. That's Sleepless Nights every night from 12 to 3 a.m. Tune in for that. It's going to be a good show. So we've got about 1 minute left, so please go on to kgnu.org. Pledge your support now.
Thanks for the show, Dave.
Thank you. Let's take it out for a minute with the Bad Brains on cassette here on Smash It Back.
Good morning, music lovers. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're listening to Sleepless Nights. I'm Brother Louie, and I've got 3 hours of kind of chill music for you tonight. We're not going to get too crazy. We're already crazy enough, I suppose. So right now you're listening to Ry Cooter doing a tune called I Think It's Going to Work Out Fine. And that's my motto for tonight's show. I think it's going to be just fine. We're going to move right along after Ry Cooter with a bunch of great stuff for you. I'll be back with you in a little bit to tell you all about it. So for now, just relax and enjoy the music. And don't forget, we're doing our annual fun drive this week. And if you are not already a listener member at KGNU, I urge you to go to the KGNU website at www.kgnu.org and check out all of the music shows, the resources, the concert calendars, and everything else that KGNU brings to the community. And think really hard about the fact that since you're listening to this show, you are already a member of the community, and think again about maybe contributing to the fund drive. So we're going to continue on with Ry Cooter. I think it's going to work out fine. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. of rock churches with the ravens and humming.